You are now listening to the People of Digital Marketing with your host, me, Kenny Soto. This podcast is your source for marketing strategies, tactics, and most importantly, career advice from the best digital marketers in the world. From B2B to B2C, startups to Fortune 500 companies, and everything in between, I interview experts in marketing so that we can grow to become better marketers together. If you're a marketer who wants a leg up in this space, well, guess what? You're in the right place. Thanks for tuning in. Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the People of Digital Marketing with your host, Kenny Soto. Today's guest is Michael Weider. Michael is the co-founder, president, and the chief marketing officer at Lalo. And most importantly, he's also dad to 18-month-old Gemma. Utilizing his diverse experience helping build world-class brands, Michael oversees all of Lalo's marketing and consumer engagement efforts. Prior to founding Lalo, Michael had various leadership positions, including head of brand marketing and partnerships at WayUp. He also gained valuable entrepreneurial experience, having founded a fitness tech brand and a music management and event production firm. Michael graduated from the University of Michigan and currently lives in Brooklyn with his wife, daughter, and his dog. Today's episode is a really, really, really good one, and I hope you enjoy listening just as much as I enjoyed producing it. Now, let's tune in. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Kenny. How's it going?
I'm doing very, very good. And as always, I like to start off these interviews by asking a very straightforward question to all my guests, just so that the audience can get more context about who you are as a professional and more information about your career. So my first question for you is, what exactly got you into digital marketing?
Oof, that's a good question. Really, it was my entrepreneurial spirit. I started my digital marketing in my days of managing up-and-coming musicians. So the idea of it was right at the time where social media was really helping propel up-and-coming musicians. So understanding digital marketing was the key to helping these up-and-coming musicians find audiences and fans to listen to their music.
And how would you describe what you currently do?
Right now, I mean, as a founder of a business, it really breaks down to two things. Number one, growth. How do we grow this business as strategically as possible? And number two is managing people. How do we make sure our team are put in positions to win and help the business grow? And how do we make sure that their careers grow alongside that?
And just to give more context to the audience, can you describe what your business does?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're a baby goods business. We make beautiful, functional, and safe products for parents and their little ones, really focused on beautiful products in the home.
Now, I'm assuming there are unique challenges when it comes to marketing to parents specifically. What are those unique challenges, one? And two, do you have a different approach when it comes to marketing fathers versus mothers?
So at Lalo, I mean, we really think about how our customer is different. And one of the opportunities in starting this business is that the market hasn't really moved in the way that other industries have moved yet. The shoppers, the consumer is still the same person. So we see a tremendous opportunity there. But we have to think about the decision cycle, the customer journey a lot differently because, you know, if you think about anything else you buy on the internet, you could wake up tomorrow and decide it's time to buy it, whether that's a toothbrush, mattress, a suitcase, you name it, right? If you need to buy a high chair, either you're expecting a kid or you have a kid that's about to start solids, or you're buying it as a gift and you know somebody that's entering that stage. So it's really, really specific in terms of the audience and who it is. 3.6 million babies are born every year in the United States. So if we start there with our market, we got to focus in on who our customer is and where they are in their stage. And the possibility of them buying our products. And when we think about our audience, we don't so much break out the idea of mothers and fathers. We're extremely inclusive at Lalo in the way we think about family constructs and understand that the families are made up of all different types of people, or you know, different ways that family can be constructed. So that's really important to our business. But what we do think about is, where is this person in their journey of parenthood? Are they expecting a child? Did they just have a child? Are they a grandparent who might be a potential gifter? Are they an experienced parent who's had a couple products and has some experience under their belt and know what they like and what they don't like, and maybe they want to make a switch? So that's kind of how we segment our different user personas, more than specifically thinking about their role within a family.
Would you say that you have achieved product market fit?
Yeah, I mean, product market fit is obviously is a little bit different in a market like ours. I think when we think about product market fit, we think about, are we delivering technically what they need? Is the function what they need? And then is the brand delivering the emotional benefit that they're hoping to achieve? And we think we've nailed all of that, and that's really been able to propel our growth. So yeah, I would say there's product market fit, but I think markets evolve too. And if you think about your product market fit as a stagnant thing, there's going to be someone else that comes in and beats you on something you're trying to do. So you always have to understand where the market is moving and move there first and be a first mover. That's a big thing we think about at Lala.
This is a great segue into talking about the first year of growing the company. As you were trying to achieve product market fit, how did you go about doing market research, figuring out what are the best acquisition channels to start testing, and how did you set up your experimentation?
Yeah, so before anything, before we even started designing products, finding factories, et cetera, we did a survey of over 1,000 parents to understand who are the brands that were resonating, why, what did they feel was missing in the market, and what were the main pain points. So that was where we started the entire thing. That was almost 4 years ago, so a year and a half before we launched the business. And that gave us a really, really good understanding of the different market dynamics. From there, I mean, it's really important every day that we're listening to our customers. And, you know, it's not just about holding focus groups and surveys and things like that, but it's about the everyday customer that comes in and interacts with your customer experience team. How intently are you listening to them? What questions are you asking so you can help inform your marketing, your product development, your creative, everything? So that's really important to us. And our customer experience team is our eyes and ears to the business. But we've also formed what we call the Lala Fam Council. And that was an application process that we put out to all of our customers. We got over 1,000 applications in under 24 hours to it. And we chose 15 people to be our little advisory council, you know, a group of parents that we can turn to, ask questions, run surveys with, run focus groups with, and have a really, really intimate relationship with. And that just, you know, happened now. But in the first year, it was just, you know, we were front and center. We were showing up at people's homes when they had a problem. We'd go and visit them in person and hear what the issue was or call them up. And we continue to do those things that don't scale today.
For the marketer who is day one at their startup and they've been tasked with achieving product market fit, what would you say is something that they should consider that commonly isn't considered?
I would say focus on creative over audience if you can, especially now with the iOS changes and data privacy. Creative is your major unlock. So I think a lot of growth marketers, performance marketers, are really digital marketers are really focused on the numbers and the analytics. But if you can also understand the creative, you're a unicorn to any organization.
The next question I have has to do with an age-old problem of aligning business objectives with marketing strategies. How do you go about doing that?
So I think a lot of companies will grow at all costs, or, you know, either, you know, focus on, you know, or really, you know, really low CAC, and, like, you know, low CAC isn't necessarily a good thing, right? If you have a low CAC or a high ROAS, is it too low? Is it too high? Are you too efficient? Because if you're too efficient, you're potentially hindering your growth. So I think what we try to do is we try to limit the metrics that we're goaling against or focusing on. And we try to align those across all the entire organization, not just the marketing team. So I think if you can get buy-in across all the organization, and I think in an early stage company, you know, let's call it the first 2 years of a business, everybody's goal is growth. Everybody's goal is revenue. So, and everybody impacts it, even if it doesn't seem that way. You know, what the product development team does impacts the marketing team. What the marketing team does impacts the operations team and what they can do. So understanding the common threads across the organization is important in finding a common goal or objective across the org.
And speaking of the organization, I'm assuming that as you continue to grow and get more rounds of funding, you will scale out your marketing team. So my next question is, as you scale out your marketing team, what do you look for in marketing talent? And what should marketers who are applying to startups in general think about that will actually impress a marketing leader?
Yeah, I think there's really three things: tenacity, grit, and proactivity. So if you have those three things, you become invaluable to any organization. If you, you know, attack each day, understanding that you can do better with that tenacity, or if you really bear down in your in the way you test and the way you rigorously approach your job with that grit, or if you want to get out there and try something first, as we say, write playbooks, don't follow them. That idea of proactivity is really important to especially to early career marketers, but a marketer at any stage.
Including Lalo, but also all of your past positions, what was one of your most valuable failures? And I ask this in the frame of reference of an experience that led you to a lesson that you use to this day.
Biggest failure. A tough question on the spot. I think for within Lalo, I don't know if this is the biggest failure from a marketing perspective, but it's definitely a learning, was to really think about how and why you're spending money. I think early on, if I was doing it again, I'd probably pull back a little bit on our paid media and focus on the organic growth that we had early on. I think we got a little swept up in making sure we were spending the right amount on in the, you know, different advertising channels, whether it be Facebook or Instagram or Google, just because we felt like we needed to be there. But we had such a groundswell early from organic that was really moving the needle. And I think if you focus on harnessing that, that's really important. I think there's also opportunities. I think a lot of companies get swept up in user acquisition or customer acquisition, and they forget that they're the cheapest customer to acquire is the one they already have. So the importance of retention. And retention doesn't just refer to subscription business. I think every business has a way of retaining customers. And that could be things, you know, purchases they make again, or that could be through referral and loyalty.
What are some hard or soft skills that you've leveraged throughout your entire career?
I think time management is probably one of the most important ones. You know, people talk about context switching and how context switching isn't great for productivity. But if you manage your time really effectively, that's really important. I'm also inbox zero. So like I am really, really a productivity nut. So I want to make sure that I'm managing my inbox so I can do my other work. I don't let things pile up. I get things out the door and ship them as quickly as I can. And then I think, you know, along that, the tenacity piece is having you know, tenacity around learning. So for me, picking up hard skills is really important. So I've taught myself every design platform that there is. I've taught myself at times little bits of code, or at least how to read code, even if I'm not writing the code. So I could be more powerful on the tech side, or I've taught myself Excel, you know, to be really strong at Excel, so I can, you know, be a weapon with data. But really, really making sure you're investing in teaching yourself or educating yourself through courses and other means, whether it could just be watching a YouTube video. I do a lot of that. You know, I don't know something, I teach myself through YouTube and I work on perfecting it.
I would definitely add that curiosity is a core skill to have as a marketer.
For sure. Yeah.
My last question, Michael, is hypothetical, of course, because time machines don't exist. Hopefully they will in the future. Yeah. But if you can go back 10 years into the past, knowing everything you know right now, how would you accelerate the speed of your career?
Probably what I would have done was not chase my dream job, which my dream job was to be a sports agent. And I did that. I achieved that. But what I learned about myself was that above any job I wanted, my entrepreneurial spirit and drive on the entrepreneurial side was greater than any single job I wanted or any industry I wanted to be a part of. So I would have chased that a little bit harder earlier on. And it was always present throughout that period of time, but it definitely detoured the drive to own and operate my own thing.
Amazing. And if anyone wanted to find you online and say hi, where can they connect?
Probably best is Twitter, just at mweeder, M-W-I-E-D-E-R, or check us out online at our website, meetlalo.com. Those are the best places to, and Lalo on Instagram, just at Lalo. Those are the best places.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time today, Michael. And thank you to you, the listener, for listening to another episode of The People of Digital Marketing. And I'm your host, Kenny Soto. I hope you have a great week. Bye. Hey, thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to submit a rating and leave a review on your podcasting app. Reviews like this help to grow this podcast and get it to more people like yourself, people who want to grow in their marketing careers. If you want to say hello, you can find me on any social media platform by simply searching Kenny Soto. I look forward to hearing from you soon, and as always, let's keep growing together.